Macau wants casinos to rearrange their gaming floors. Macau, the Chinese Special Administrative Region, SAR, that was built on gambling, has laid out a new comprehensive 5-year economic development plan. Spanning 170 pages, it includes what government authorities are delicately framing as suggestions for the city's 6 licensed gaming operators, some of which may cause a disruption in operations. Rewriting the casino playbook. While characterized as recommendations, the guidelines outlined in the plan carry significant weight, shaping the future landscape of Macau's renowned gaming sector. Central to the proposed changes is a directive for gaming operators to revamp their gaming floors, adhering to a thematic approach believed to enhance the overall player experience. The Macau government envisions a strategic redesign that aligns with its vision for an improved and engaging environment within casino spaces. Furthermore, the plan calls for a diversification of gaming offerings to cater to a broader audience, especially foreign tourists. Despite Macau's status as a global gaming hub, studies indicate that only 5% of its tourism originates from outside mainland China. In response, the government urges operators to integrate games that appeal to international visitors, fostering a more inclusive and dynamic gaming landscape. The emphasis on attracting foreign tourists extends beyond the gaming floors. The economic plan underscores the need for gaming operators to allocate increased resources and revenue toward initiatives that will enhance Macau's appeal to a global audience. As the city aims to broaden its tourism base, operators are expected to invest in marketing strategies and amenities that resonate with international visitors. Not just recommendations. While the government positions these directives as suggestions, the implicit expectations for compliance are palpable. The 5-year plan reflects a strategic move by Macau authorities to evolve the city's gaming industry, aligning it with changing tourism patterns and global preferences. The gaming operators, key economic contributors to Macau's prosperity, now face the challenge of adapting their offerings and infrastructures to meet the outlined recommendations. As Macau's economic landscape evolves, the success of the 5-year plan hinges on the cooperation of gaming operators in embracing change and aligning their strategies with the government's vision for a more diversified and globally appealing destination. The next phase will witness how operators navigate these suggestions and reshape the future of Macau's renowned gaming and tourism industry. The goal is to bring in more tourists from Southeast and Northeast Asia, as well as the US, Europe, and the Middle East. The SAR reportedly plans to pay particular attention to Portugal and Spain, according to the 5-year plan, and will dedicate resources specifically to the 2 countries.